The Irma healed me. Hello again. Thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. I am Marie. Hello, welcome to my channel. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. I wrote this in the late morning and afternoon of October 15, 2024, and I revised it for publishing on the morning of November 1, 2024. I have decided not to include any images in this video, because there is nothing I can share that can even remotely resemble what I saw. I decided to trust my descriptive writing power, as it is much better to have my audience use their imagination, as it would be a much more accurate representation than any images I could add, which would only act in detriment to my carefully written text and to my best descriptive efforts. The Irma are an incredibly impressive and overwhelming species. No lame and silly AI images can do them justice. As most of you know, my health has been failing lately. It hasn't improved, and perhaps it is getting worse, as I also have other issues which may or may not be connected to my diagnosed type 1 diabetes, which this ship's surgeon, Sane Trey, is treating with a dry med pod. It looks like my diabetes and my other issues have a strong etheric component to them, I mean as coming from the side of the spirits, like some elaborate astral attack. I say this fully knowing that, in the end, all illnesses come from or are generated on the astral side of things, but these illnesses I am going through are starting to look a lot more like a foreign-generated astral attack. In general, I am feeling very weak, and with constant fatigue. This morning, October 15th, early while I was starting my day, I got a call from the bridge of this starship, Sardeclea. It was the Irma King Rua who wanted to talk to me. He said that as he is well aware of the health problems I am going through, and knowing that they very probably have an astral genesis, he invited me to an Irma healing procedure on board his starship, the Avian One. He assured me that no harm would be done to me as it was not a traditional medical procedure, and that at a minimum, I would feel much better after it, but the Irma intended to completely cleanse me from any astral attachments which could be harming me. But I would have to be there with them, in their real company, and not using any technological device such as remote presence. As the Irma are the Taygetans' closest allies, I accepted, even knowing that they are tremendously overwhelming to be with. Rua said that he would be sending a shuttle over to fetch me, with my well-known, tiger friend, Ari Shah, on board, to guide me. So I informed my Taygetan crew and friends, and then I went to my room and I prepared for my short trip to the Irma ship. I put on a simple, plain white medium-length dress, with low-heel girly shoes, my violet cape, and my little diadem crown. Soon after, a large Irma, piano black and golden shuttlecraft approached Sardeclea and asked for landing permission in the main hangar. By then I was already in the hangar with my four Shinanim and Hashmalim guards in full gear and gala uniforms, capes, armor, and all. The hangar doors opened and the very large, black and golden Irma shuttle flew in and turned around, with its engines whining and hissing, then it dropped its landing gear as it descended to the deck, and then opened its front ramp. Ari and two lion guards stepped down, also in full feline gala gear, following strict protocol. I walked up to Ari, greeted him and gave him a big hug. It felt as if I was embracing a huge warm pillar covered in a tiger color, striped carpet, while his two huge guards awaited some steps back. Ari then asked me to please follow him, but as I walked with him towards his shuttle, he suddenly turned around to face my four guards. He lifted his enormous paw and said, "No." He then said in his deep voice that sounded like thunder, "This healing is only for Marie, and she must come alone. you cannot follow. My guards started to explain that they could not leave their queen alone and that would be extremely against protocol. The queen must never be left alone. Ari responded with a deep growl. Not this time, you cannot follow, you must trust us, and you know we couldn't possibly be more loyal. You must let her come with us alone, or she may not survive what is ailing her. I turned around and calmly ordered my guards to step down, telling them that I would be fine. My four guards rested their automatic assault rifles butts on the floor as Ari asked me to take his hand. But his hand was so large that all I could take with my hand was one single of his striped fingers. I felt so small next to Ari, who is over 3 meters tall. We walked into the huge shuttle, which was very dark inside, and he sat me on an Irma seat, which made me feel as if I were a 3-year-old, sitting in my mother's car with no baby seat, even more so as my feet were far from reaching the ground. I also found it quite uncomfortable as there was a large hole in the back of the seat, and I felt I was going to fall through it. It is meant so a large cat can accommodate its tail. I cannot deny that at this point I started to feel fear, especially as the shuttle took off and exited Sardiclea. I looked out the long window of the Irma shuttle and saw my white ship, the Sardiclea, and its two destroyer escorts getting smaller and smaller, looking so insignificant, until all I could see of them were their occasional strobe lights against the darkness of space. Less than 10 minutes later, the majestic Irma flagship, Avian 1, appeared, and got larger and larger in front of us as we approached. As we got a lot closer and next to the Irma flagship, all I could see was an immense wall of silver and grey polymorphic titanium, extending indefinitely in every direction I could see. Its huge hangar doors at its side slid open and our black shuttle flew in. As soon as it landed, I climbed off the huge seat, jumped onto the floor, and walked with Ari down the ramp holding his little finger. This was the very first time I was on an Irma starship ever, and with no remote presence technology. Even the air felt different, it felt heavier to breathe, and it smelled like cat. Cats don't smell, it's a difficult odor to describe, it is simply something that tells you that there are cats around you. As we walked down, I could see King Rua, the White Lion, in person, waiting for me, just some meters away. He also had two other unknown lions on each side, and a huge white tiger dressed in silver armor and a white robe with golden edges. This huge white tiger was incredibly impressive as he is the biggest and tallest, most intimidating Irma I have ever seen. He looked mature, seasoned, and experienced, simply towering above me at nearly 3.5 meters tall and incredibly muscular. I couldn't even maintain eye contact with him, because of his powerful facial expression, even more so as he had one yellow eye and the other light blue, adding to his impressive stance. Only several days after my strong experience with them, did I learn that he was no other than the much feared and respected, legendary Irma general, Korakas, King Rua's Minister of Defense, and head of his armed forces. Just looking at these huge cats is enough to make your knees tremble and fail, even knowing that they are friendly. No wonder why no one wants to mess with them. I looked around and everything was so incredibly large, no words suffice, and so elaborate, so ornamented, everything had feline images sculpted on them, even the simple stairways made of metal in the hangar had lines of paws and cat faces. And everything was ornamented with tiger stripes or leopard spots. The sides of the walls have a metal stripe in the center with engraved paw prints, surrounding feline skulls and tiger stripes. Everything there is so incredibly big. I cannot deny that I started to shake in fear, and started to feel very cold, even though all their faces were so kind and loving. I felt so incredibly harmless and small next to them all. I walked with them to an elevator, which started to move us down well into the innards of one of the most powerful Irma starships ever made, and their flagship. The elevator was black, with ornamented golden edges, and when it stopped, we walked down a corridor, which once more impressed me because of its incredibly large scale, and with ornaments all over the place, where even the lights on each side of it emulated torches and fire. The corridor had rounded walls with curved golden pillars on each side, giving me the impression of walking down a rib cage. But I felt that the whole place was built to their scale, not to mine, so I felt so incredibly small there, and I insist, by then I was very scared and wanted to run away, but where to? The passageway opened into a very large dark, oval hall, with a few steps downwards. Its many pillars were shaped like elongated cats, with feline paws at the bottom, and their head above arching as the ceiling curved, all in gold, with a black velvet background covering the walls. At the back of that very large hall, there was a gigantic dark steel-colored statue of an Irma king sitting on his throne. The statue alone must have been over 12 meters tall, and it was much worse than impressive, even more so in that uniform dark metal color. Then Ari and Rua turned around and told me to relax and not to be afraid, in beautiful, deep, loving feline voices. I stood there for a few moments, and suddenly the floor opened and a large black stone monolith started to emerge from it, with a sound like someone dragging a large rock through metal. Two female tigers came out from behind the velvet between the elongated cat pillars, with a violet mat and two purple cushions, which they carefully placed over the rectangular monolith rock, and then they moved away walking backwards. I was then asked to lie down on the monolith, which I did while I shook with intense fear, feeling that I should have never accepted all this, and also feeling that this might be my end. I lay down on the monolith face up, with my head on the cushions, when King Rua on one side and Ari on the other stepped up to me and touched my head, and they calmly said that I should not worry, that I was perfectly safe there with them, and that in fact, I had never been safer, whatever that meant. "Do not fear," Rua said, "and simply enjoy the ride." The two large cats stepped away like 1 meter, and at the same time out from in between the golden elongated cat pillars, more lions and tigers dressed in gala armor and golden war masks walked up to me, alternating, one tiger and then one lion, and so on. They surrounded me, forming a circle around the monolith, while another set of lions and tigers walked into the room, also from in between the elongated cat pillars, wearing large war drums, which they started to beat and beat with impressive core-shaking strength, while the lights dimmed into total darkness. I was there shaking without being able to see anything when I heard the powerful war drums suddenly stop with a thump. Then golden light started to flood the room from the monolith. The golden light was coming from the monolith under me. I could see that I was surrounded by at least 30 immense male Irma lions and tigers all looking at me. The closest circle took one step towards me, and they extended their immense paws over me. I could feel their overwhelming telepathic message, which was that I should not worry, that I must shed all my fear and trust them. Hard to do as I felt like an infinitely frail little creature, surrounded by countless alpha predators, and who knows where, well inside their starship's innards. All the Irma who were closest to me took out a scepter. They all had an identical one. It was long and made of solid gold, and it was also shaped like an elongated cat, with four paws at the bottom, and a roaring lion's head at the top. They presented them to me, or me to the scepters, better said, as if they wanted the lions at the top of the scepters to look at me, and then they moved them away and all started to thump the floor with it, while they started to chant something in ancient Irma language, with their deep thunder voices. They thumped the scepter and turned it around, and then they thumped it again and turned it around once more, and it is there where I noticed that at the back of the scepter's lion's head, there was the face of a lion's skull. They continued chanting and humming with their deep voices in the Irma language, while the drums started thumping again, with a beautiful, but intimidating deep war rhythm. They continued to thump the scepters on the floor and to turn them around each time, so one time the live roaring lion faced me, and the next it was the lion's skull which did. It represented the duality of life and death, I suppose. Then the golden light dimmed a bit, and the drums stopped. The whole room started to fill up with a white mist, and I did not know where it was coming from. Then Rua the Irma King started to roar with all his might, and then he was immediately followed by all the other lions and tigers in the room, all of them roaring with all their might, forming an ultra-impressive and intimidating feline power sound that echoed in the large oval chamber. Then Rua the King strongly roared three consecutive times, and all the others stopped, and silence returned to the chamber. And then I started to feel a calming vibration sensation, very nice, and I thought those were healing frequencies coming from the sort of monolith machine I was lying on, but I was wrong. It suddenly came to me that the super pleasant vibration that was surrounding me was coming from the Irma cats themselves, not from a machine. They were all purring, or humming so deeply it was like purring, which I do not know if there is any difference. And I was suddenly invaded, completely overwhelmed by all kinds of emotions, and I started to cry and cry, and cry, with my eyes flowing with tears, as I had not cried for years and years. I closed my eyes at the vibration which I felt was emotionally cleansing me, and then when I opened them, or so I thought, I was alone and upright, standing on my bare feet, on a cold white floor with no features in it. I was alone and in total silence. This will continue in the second part, exactly from this point in the narrative. It will be the very next video. This will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. It helps this channel grow a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love and appreciation, your friend, Marie Soir.